If we are headed for another recession, are we prepared?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, are we headed for another recession? And if so, will it be as bad as the last one? But first, where's Wall Street? Well, stocks are trending downward right now. The Dow down 86 points at 10,904. The Nasdaq was up a moment ago. It is now down 0.2%. The S&P 500 down 0.5%. And gold, investors are still fleeing to gold. It's at $1,857 an ounce. Now let's get to our special coverage breakdown, our economy one step at a time. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York, as he is every Friday. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Well, what a week it has been. What happened?
Well, aside from growing quite a bit more gray hair, what happened was this. We were doing just fine through the first half of the week. Stock market beginning to recover, optimism beginning to come back. And then yesterday, the Philly Fed Index was just dismal, plunging to minus 30, level last seen in the first quarter of 2009, which, of course, was right in the heart of the recession. And it just sent a wave of panic through the stock market. I think, though, it's important when you look at this to realize we're talking about a regional indicator. It is one that has sent false recession signals in the past. And we did have data earlier in the week suggesting the economy is not in such rotten shape.
Well, Chris, if we are heading back into another recession, what kind of shape are we in to do that?
Well, I think that is maybe the most relevant question, because if you're going into a recession, the question is, how bad is it? Is it going to be a replay of 08 and 09? And that, I think, is the big fear in the stock market. I would argue it is not. What determines how bad a recession is the level of credit in the economy. In 2008, we had record levels of debt in the household sector. The banking sector was levered up to its ears. Neither one of those things is true today. We, in fact, have households have been paying down debt for 4 years straight and continue to do so today. So we're in much better financial condition in the private sector than we were. I would think if it's a recession, it's a relatively mild one.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Well, Hewlett-Packard stock is down more than 20% this morning after the world's largest computer maker says it wants to sell its personal computer business. John Moe is the host of the Marketplace Tech Report. He's with us now. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
So, John, I know that personal computers are passe at this point, but with HP potentially getting out of the business altogether, it seems kind of sudden.
Yeah, sure does. But HP is moving toward the cloud philosophy, which a lot of people are. And that means people demanding less from their home PC in the long run. And at the same time it's turning toward the cloud, they're going to start putting a lot of focus on business computers. So you might see HP products at work, but they just might not follow you home.
So, John, what's the future for Hewlett-Packard at this point?
Murky. HP just announced that it's killing its tablets and phones, including the touchpad tablet they just launched, which has been kind of a stinker in terms of sales. Remember, HP bought Palm last year in part to expand its mobile offerings, and now it's saying, okay, well, that didn't work. We're going to shut mobile down. So all we know at the moment is that HP is taking radical action. They're taking big steps. We'll just see where those steps take them.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
All this market fear is sending borrowing costs for the U.S. government down. At one point yesterday, Uncle Sam was paying less than 2% interest on 10-year government bonds. That's the lowest rate in at least 50 years. And it comes despite S&P's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports now from Washington.
With the downgrade, it should cost the government more to attract buyers of its bonds. Instead, just the opposite has happened, partly due to the shaky overseas economy. Treasury bonds remain a safe investment. University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger says S&P's move damaged its own credibility.
Pre-September 2008, subprime chunk was getting triple A ratings, and then the United States, who is deemed to be a safe haven for investors, was given a AA+. That just doesn't make sense.
The two other big rating companies are maintaining the government's top grade. Still, S&P's action shook up Wall Street and has had ripple effects for local governments. Counties and cities put a lot of their tax revenue and pension money in Treasury bonds.
The full faith and credit of the United States to us, you know, still means something.
Dan Wolfson is the finance director for Manatee County, Florida. 30% of the county's investment portfolios is in treasuries, and Wolfson says S&P's downgrade undermines the portfolio's value.
We're somewhat incredulous given everything that's happening in the European market sector, that they chose to downgrade the U.S. debt ahead of possibly that of France or even Germany.
The county has been paying S&P to rate its investment fund to reassure taxpayers. The S&P contract just came due, and the county board decided not to renew it. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally to Forney, Texas, where 11-year-old Caroline Gonzalez got to be mayor for a day, and her first order of business was changing the name of Main Street to Justin Bieber Way. Unfortunately for Mayor Gonzalez, the Justin Bieber street sign was stolen. Her father told the Dallas Morning News he's never seen her so mad. A new sign was put up yesterday, and it's supposed to remain in place until Monday. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. A Little Bieber from APM, American Public Media.
A credit downgrade? Isn't that one of the four horsemen?
If we don't get out from under the AA rating, we may have to pay a slightly higher interest rate, but it's not the end of the world.
I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our not quite so perfect credit rating. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.